Thank you, Lord. Glory. There she is. I know that spirit. She's saying it right now, isn't she? Yes, she is. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Terry, get up here. Come on. Again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Excuse me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you got to be careful with me. I might call you up. You know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're good, y'all. Thank you. Hallelujah. Everybody well this morning? Yep. What do you call a dog with no legs? It don't matter. He ain't coming anyway. What is a dog's favorite part of the house? The roof. The other one's better. Yeah, it is. It is. John chapter 10, verse 1. Can't get my phone open where my notes are. Let's just believe God that He speaks this morning. Amen. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We thank You for Your awesome presence here this morning. We thank You, Lord, that You give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of You, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. So we'll know. We'll know the hope of Your calling and what are the riches of the glory of Your inheritance in the saints. We thank You for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Emily, you're probably going to need this. You got one? Okay, cool. So, who misses their hour? Anybody miss their hour? Yeah, no, not really. Yeah. Did y'all see how sharp the grays look this morning? Paul Ginger, y'all just look so good this morning. Look at you. Just look like a... Yes. I'm not insinuating. I am bringing it to light for those of you that don't recognize that Paul looks bad from time to time. He looks great this morning. Y'all kind of remind me of mint chocolate chip ice cream. Yeah, you are cool. She wants a Wonder Twin, activate. Give it to her. There you go. Wonder Twins, activate. Y'all don't, if you're not born in the 70s, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you have to be born in the 70s. John chapter 10, verse 1. Jesus said, most assuredly I say unto you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. They hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name. And what does he do with them? What did we find out last week? He what? He leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of a stranger. Verse 7, we're going to jump ahead. Most assuredly I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. And the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This year we are going to hear from Jesus. We are going to hear the voice of the doorkeeper. He stands at the door this year. The shepherd is standing at the door this year, crying out to his sheep. He has opened us up to a new pastor. We will this year hear from him. We will be led. Amen. We talked about it last week that we will be led. The question is, how? How do we get led? How are we led? How is he going to do this thing, Greg? I really don't understand it. And last week, I touched on it just for a second, that he will put, he said, Jesus said that we will take his yoke upon us and his burden, and we will learn of him. And I think I held up my Bible and I said, this is your yoke, right? Your yoke is found in the Bible. What is that yoke? That yoke is taking the time to learn, to take the time to listen, to take the time to get the knowledge of Jesus Christ himself in you. If you do not take the time to get into your word and put that yoke upon yourself, you will not be able to hear clearly. A sound mind for a spirit of fear, a sound mind so that I can hear clearly, comes through the knowledge and saving grace of Jesus Christ, which is found in his word. Everything we do, everything we say, everything that we are leads back and tracks right back to the word. Everything that he is and everything that he does and everything that he will ever be tracks right back to his word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but he said, what would never pass away? My words will never pass away. The word of God is the yoke that we are to take on so that we can learn of him, so that we can understand him, so that we can hear his voice, so that we can be properly led. If you are not yoked to Jesus and doing the things that he's asking you to do, you are wasting your time. You are wasting time. A yoke is found, it's a bar, right? We got two hoops. One ox goes in one, the other ox goes in the other one. They put the ox that knows a lot on one side and they put the new ox that don't know so much on the other side. There's a reason why he calls us sheep. You know why? They ain't real smart. I thought it was funny. What was it? Chris was just talking about goats. You know, goat used to be a bad thing, but now it's the greatest of all time, right? No, nope, not in God's eyes. Just wanted to clear that one up for y'all. He wants to lead and to train us in the direction that he wants us to go. He wants to do that. The way that he does it, the way he's chosen to do it, is by us yoking ourselves to him. And why is there a yoke? Why is it so important? Why, Greg, do you say that it all tracks back to the word? Why is that? Why does it have to be that way? Let's go to John. We're still in John. I want y'all to go ahead and jump ahead to verse. No, I lied. Go to 1 Kings 19. Boom. Here we go. 1 Kings chapter 19, I'm looking at verses 11 and 12. Y'all know this one? Everybody knows this one, don't they? Y'all quote this one? It's got it hanging on the wall. All right, so this is Elijah. And God said to Elijah to go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, well, it wasn't God, it was an angel that said it, but you get the drift. And he said, go out to the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. So Elijah is sitting there and he walks out and the Lord passes by. Wouldn't that be cool? The Lord passes by and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord. When we talk about our God, when we talk about Jehovah, we're not talking about some weak, poorly looking old man on a throne. He is magnificent. He is all powerful. He walked in front of Elijah when he did, a wind blew and busted rocks up. Have you ever seen a wind bust a rock? It had to been like a bomb. It had to been something related to like a missile, the way the wind was blowing around him. He's all powerful, y'all. And he's your daddy, and he lives in you. Amen. I mean, it's good stuff. The peace is before the Lord, but the Lord was, where was he not? He was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord, guess where he was at? He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in none of it. It's all happening around, but he ain't in it. It's just the majesty of his presence, how nature has reacted to the majesty of his presence, but he's not in it. Are y'all with me? He's not in it. Verse 12, was it saying after the earthquake, there was what? A fire. Where was the Lord? He wasn't in the fire. And Elijah said, right here, and after the fire, a still small voice. There is a still small voice that still resides and resonates on the inside of every born-again believer. You notice what he's saying. He's saying there was an earthquake. There was fire. There was wind that busted up rocks. God wasn't in any of it. And how many of us spend our days, how many times have you heard somebody says, the Lord must be trying to tell you something, son, when bad things happen around you? When stuff's going wrong, you know, I tell you what, the good Lord's trying to tell you something. You need to pay attention. You certainly do. No, he ain't in the wind. He's not in the earthquake. He's not in the fire. Where he is a still small voice on the inside of us. Do not, ladies and gentlemen, do not let yourself be led by anything carnal. You're not carnal. I don't care if 17 red cars go by my house tomorrow morning, I'm not going to buy a red car. I mean, we spend so much time letting circumstances lead us. I've talked to some people a couple of weeks ago. They had a new job opportunity. It was more money. I said, well, that's the last thing you need to look at. God could get money to you anyway. The question is whether or not that's the place where he needs you to be at so he can get it to you. It may be that God does want to get more money to you. It may be that you've been asking him for it, and now the enemy, the thief, is trying to trick you into being someplace you're not supposed to be. Not the lake. Not the fire. Not the wind. But the still small voice. Amen? Is this tracking? Y'all with me? All right, now we're going to go back to John. Ain't this fun? I like this stuff. Let's go to John 14:16-17, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. That word helper is also comforter, counselor, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. I'll give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17, the Spirit of truth. See, he's not the spirit of a lie. He's not the spirit of the world. He's not the spirit of anything outward. He is the spirit of truth, nothing but truth. When God speaks, when that voice occurs, it only brings truth. That's all we will see. That's all we will get is truth. I don't know why the Lord told me to say that, but he wanted me to. Whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I'm going to Romans 8 next. He said, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it doesn't see him, nor does it know him. Why does the world not see him and not know him? Do we know the answer? I'm going to show it to you. Why is it that the world can't see him and know him, but we do? It's found in Romans 8. Did I give you some scriptures in Romans chapter 8, Charles? I did not? All right. What do you mean that's a first? I always give them scriptures. I didn't give you Romans chapter 8. Let's start in 9. Now, let's see. Yeah, you should always have Romans chapter 8 ready if I'm preaching. No, we're not going to start in 9. We're going to start at verse 1. We'll be here till next Wednesday. Hold on. I'm sorry. I love this chapter. If you want to nerd, if you want to, or if you're serious, hear me. If you're serious about being yoked to Jesus and wanting to really hear the voice of the Lord, I triple dog dare you to read this every day. The whole chapter, the whole thing. You will learn more about how things in the Spirit work and how God expects us to respond to those things. And it's found in Romans chapter 8. That's why it's my favorite. That's why it's my favorite. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There's therefore now what? No condemnation. Get it out of your mind right now. We ain't got time for it. We got too much to do. It ain't about you. It's about Him. Put it down. Forget it. He did. If you ask for forgiveness, He gave it to you already. If He forgave you, you should forgive yourself. Move on. Set it down. It's a weight. It's keeping you from doing what He needs you to do. Come on. Set it down. I ain't got time for it. You hear me? We ain't got time for condemnation at this church. We ain't got time for it. We got too much to do. Let it go now. Be done with it. Be done with it. There's therefore now no condemnation. See, He even said now. Because why? Where is now? What happens at now? Faith happens at now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. That's what Hebrews tries to tell you in chapter 11. Now is where God lives. Now is where things take place. Now is what He's interested in. He's not interested necessarily in tomorrow, and He dang sure ain't looking at yesterday. He's wanting to know where you're at right now. Because if He could control where you are right now, if He could speak to you right now, if He could lead you in the now, He could take you to the next step. But if He can't touch your now because of condemnation and because of things that you've done in the past and because you all caught up with all kind of mess that's behind you that you can't do nothing about, if He can't meet you in the now, He can't take you to the next step. That one was worth brushing your hair and getting up early. He's in the now. And in the now, there is no condemnation. None. Let it go. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are what? In Christ Jesus. Who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. What the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. Y'all hearing everything that's saying? How many times did he say flesh up in there? Paul's starting to bring out what's in the flesh. All right? He condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in those who do not walk according to the what? To the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, the righteous requirements of the law will be fulfilled in those that let the flesh go. Here we go. We're going to get in there. For those who live according to the what? Flesh, set their what? Their mind where? On the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, what? The things of the Spirit. The understood is you set your mind on the things of the Spirit. You mind yourself towards the Spirit. I'm getting ahead of myself. Got to back up. For to be carnally minded is what? But to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Brain. Your brain. Your brain. Your mind has the ability to touch the carnal and the spiritual. It's the only part of you that can do both. Are y'all with me? The way Miss Angel says it is that we're spirit, soul, and body, right? And the body ain't never going to change. The body's always wanting to do bad. The body's always wanting to eat Twinkies right now. If you ask your body, you want a Twinkie, it says yes. Every time. I mean, you could ask Chris Lewis, you know, do I want some French fries? Yes. I want French fries no matter what time of night it is. I want a French fry. I don't care. I'll eat a French fry, baby, right now. That's my flesh. Yeah, you can tell. Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah. Tom, you need to brush your teeth, okay? We can tell. I'm moving on. I'm sorry. But you get what I'm saying? don't ever want to do nothing but eat French fries. It wants Twinkies. It wants Facebook. It wants Instagram. It wants. And it don't change. The other side over here is your spirit. And if your spirit's born again, if you've been born again and you're with Jesus, you've mixed up with him. The Bible says that he who is joined with Christ is one spirit with him. You are one spirit with him. In the spirit, the angels can't tell the difference between you and God. The angels can't tell the difference between you and God. They just go to work because they hear the voice of his word and they just go. As far as they're concerned, if you speak the word, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Go do it, angels. Guess what? They were like, oh, God said to go do this. But your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, gets to dip into both worlds. It can dip into what we call the carnal mind, or it can dip into what we call the spiritual mind. And if we're minding the things that are carnal, we're leading to death. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the wind. Those things were leading to death. And when we begin to set our minds on the things of this world, when we put our minds on the carnal parts of our, when we put our minds on something outside, when we start looking outside to be led, we want to be led by something outside. Lord, I just need to hear your voice. I need you to tell me something. Lord, I just need to hear your voice. I need you to tell me something. I'm listening. When we begin to do that, we are being led by death. Death is leading you at that point. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes in our modern vernacular, we use the term, I felt the Lord, okay? And sometimes people are like, they confuse that with goosebumps and cold chills, hot flashes, whatever, you know. They associate that to that, but that's not really what's happening here. What's happening is just like what's going on with the fire and the wind and the earthquake. Your body is reacting, your flesh is reacting to his spirit. But we don't feel him. We sense his presence through our spirit. And our mind realizes in our what our spirit is saying and what our spirit is sensing, and our body reacts with goosebumps or good feelings. Y'all with me? So whenever you hear somebody around here say, oh, the Lord, I felt the Lord or something, it's not saying that we're feeling him physically. And y'all looking at me funny, but people really believe this, that they're expecting to, like if there's no goosebumps, God ain't moving. What? If I don't feel him, then he's not moving. What? What's that all about? We are spirit beings that have a soul and we live in a body. Our body is the last thing we should be concerned about on the list. Our spirit, number one, our soul, number two, and then the body can bring up the rear. All it wants is a Twinkie anyway. Or a French fry. Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that. I was trying to stay off of that because I might eat one today, you know? But I know I won't eat a Twinkie, or at least I think I won't. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. To be spiritually minded, what do you find? Life and peace. The Bible says that we will be led out by peace in Psalm 103. I'm not going to get you to turn there, but in Psalm 103, after he talks about the... y'all know Psalm 103? Are y'all familiar with that one? I'm getting... All right, let me look it up real quick. I'm going to take y'all there. They definitely don't have this one. I wasn't even planning on saying it. Amen. Did I get it right? I got it wrong, Angel. Angel, I got it wrong. I know. Angel, where does it say? Y'all, somebody help me with this. Pull up Google. King James Version, led out by peace in Psalms. Can you search for that for me, please? I know this is weird, but I'm on the edge of it. I'm just kind of going as I go. Forgive me. It's that Twinkie. Twinkie got on my brain. Mm-hmm. That's right. Anybody with me? Y'all working on it? Yeah, don't search it. Isaiah 55:12. There we go. Thank you, Miss Angel. That's right. Yeah, here we go. 55:10 is where we start. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. What's your word going to do? It's going to rain down on my heart. Your word rains down, his word rains down on your heart, kind of softens your heart up, your heart, your spirit. You can hear. It's awesome. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I please and prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Everybody knows that one. Next verse. You don't know this one. For you shall go out how? With joy. And what leads you?
Peace.
What's the spiritual mind? We go back to Romans chapter 8. They forgot already, Charles. It's my fault. It's not yours. It's not nobody's. It's my fault. Y'all done forgot. You led out by peace. Well, come on. You with me, Charles? There we go. For to be carnally minded is what? What's that spiritual mind? Life and peace. When you let peace lead you, you are letting the Spirit lead you. There'll be all kind of turmoil. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the wind. Where was he? Still small boys. Anybody ever watch Kung Fu Panda? I love me some Kung Fu Panda, man. I watch that stuff all day. I mean, it's just good, you know? Yeah. Master Shifu is trying to find what? Inner peace. And how's he doing that? He can't get there like on the first one. He can't get there because he's inner peace. And it's just and it can't get there because he hears the flapping wings of a duck that just left Tai Lung, who got loose from jail. If y'all don't know this movie, you got to watch this movie. And he's trying to get to that inner peace, but there's something outside trying to distract him from the inner peace. And I hate to use Kung Fu Panda as an example, but that to me is a prime example of us being led by peace. It's not being led by something on the outside. It's finding that place of peace. Find that place of peace and let life and peace lead us. Jesus even said, what Jesus says, I am the what? The way, the truth, and the what? Wow. The Word. Jesus is the Word. The Word became God. The Word was God and became flesh and dwelt among us. Life is the Word. Peace is that still small voice brought to us by the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We start letting ourselves be led out by that and mind ourselves on that. Don't mind the rest of it. I ain't going to mind the rest of it. You start to mind that. Now you're spiritually minded. Amen. Let's keep going. Because the carnal mind is what? It's enmity against God, for it's not subject to the law, nor indeed can be. I'm going to have to go with you. So then, those who are in the flesh, what are they having trouble with? You're having a hard time pleasing God. Why? Because you're letting everything else in the world lead you but Him. You ain't using no faith at all. What does it take to be led by? What does it take to impress God? What's He like? Faith. Faith. You want to get God's attention? Have a little faith. It's not pleasing to Him. It's not like He's mad at you, but He's like, dang, there's a better way, y'all. What? You mean you want me to send 6 red cars across your house to let you know that you need to go to work today? No, I don't think so. Called setting out a fleece, old school. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If what? If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Is He in you? So we're not in the flesh. We're in the Spirit. The easiest thing you could do is hear God's voice. That's the easiest thing you can do. There's nothing easier in your life. It's just shutting off all the rest of the stuff. Amen. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is death because of what? sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You see this dichotomy between the carnal and the spiritual. Carnally leads to death. Spiritual is life. Therefore, brethren, if we are debtor, we are debtors, but not to the flesh. We don't owe the flesh nothing. We don't have to be led by it because we don't owe it. I'm going to say that one again. We don't have to be led by the flesh because we don't owe it. He redeemed us spirit, soul, and body. Now, our body is still dying in this earth here today, but it will be resurrected and we will put on immortality, the Bible says, and our bodies will become glorified with Him. He paid for your body. It ain't yours. If you want to do something to it, you might want to ask Him. Political statement I shoved right in there. Anyway, therefore, brethren, we're debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will what? You'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, what happens? You live. It's life. Life and peace. For as many what? Or what? What? How? What? As many as a what? To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. This is the place. It's between your ears. That's your biggest problem, is between your ears. James said, receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Not your spirit, not your flesh, your soul. We have got to wrap this yoke on us, and we got to know this thing. I don't know if I said it Sunday or not, but I know I said it a couple times during this week. The same voice that wrote this is the same voice that speaks to us while we read it, which is the same voice that talks to us while we're out there doing His will. The voice of the Spirit is the same. When you begin to put the Word in, you begin to pay attention to God's Word, you begin to allow Him to wash you in His yoke. Not L-K-Y-O-K-E. That was a joke that nobody got. Y'all didn't get that one. Like an egg yolk. I thought it was funny. When you let Him wash you in His yoke, you can begin to hear the still small voice. And now you're led by life and you're led by peace. And your life ain't got to be all jacked up no more. You ain't got to be all bent out of shape no more. You ain't got to be all kinked up no more and in a bind. Don't have to. Don't get me wrong. We got stuff going on in our house all the time. It's just like, what? Where'd that come from? Huh? But then we shed off all the fire and the earthquake and the wind. We get all that off. And we let peace and life begin to speak to us. It sounds just like this. It sounds the same. The more time you spend in this, the clearer His voice will become. And you'll know what His will is without a question and without a doubt. Amen. Let's stand. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that you continue to teach us, and you continue to show us. We ask You, Lord, let Your word become light unto our path, lamp unto our feet, and a light unto our path. We ask You, Lord, to let the life and peace of God reign.